Lynn Cooper from the Mountain Cabin Quilters Guild joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Great. Thanks.
Good. Mountain Cabin Quilters Guild's brand new art quilt show is coming up here. What's the details on this one?
It's actually our 16th show. The opening reception at Elevation Gallery, which is the Keg Gallery in Elevation Place, is the 6th of March. 7 till 9, open to the public. The actual show dates run from 11 on the 7th to the 24th of March. We close at 6. The gallery hours are 11 till 6 on the weekdays and 10 to 5 on the weekends.
So the theme this year for the show is dreams. And what kinds of things have been created around that theme?
We do try to find subjects that are pretty flexible for the mind and for the creation and that sort of thing. For myself, I always had a dream to go to Lake O'Hara, and that happened last summer. And to me, it's an earthly paradise. So I've created a piece that's along that theme. In regards to color design, and I like photography as well, so I transfer that onto fabric. So it's all original design this show. So
yeah, so I mean, these quilts are not quilts that you would typically find on your bed. These are actual works of art, right?
That's correct. We're always kind of looking at new techniques and that sort of thing. Quite a few of us like to dye our own fabric, and so that gives you a bit more play just because you've got different hues and values and that sort of thing. But big supporter, we'll have our raffle quilt there on display as well. Our raffle quilt is our main fund maker in regards to making sure that we have enough monies to make Hugs quilts, which is Hope You Get Feeling Better Soon for anyone who has chemo at our local hospital. So it's a really nice thing to pass forward.
Fantastic. The Mountain Cabin Quilters Guild's brand new art quilt show, Visions, will be opening on Friday, March 6th, 7th to 9th. The show running between the 7th and 24th at the Canmore Art Guild Gallery at Elevation Place. Lynn, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you very much, Rob.